Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. Looking forward to what the Lord has in store in this revival. And we're excited about what God's going to do. Amen. Because He will do. Amen. What we have desired for Him to do. Amen. We need expectation, don't we? Did we come with expectation tonight? Oh, I hope we did. Amen. Because that's what it's about, is an expectation for God to move for us. And I'll say this, and we're going to sing here, but the expectation, as I can often liken it to, is the expectation of the man that laid at the gate beautiful that day. He held out a cup, Brother Nathan, and all he desired was enough money for daily bread. But how many knows he got more than he was expecting? Amen. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, if we don't have an expectation, how much more can God do unless we don't have an expectation? We know that He can move when there's not an expectation, but oh, when a heart is hungry and a heart is longing for an expectation and a move of God. Hallelujah. Oh, I thank God that He can move for us and touch us here tonight, and I know that He will. Amen. I'm so thankful that God knows how to not just give daily bread, but He knows how to set men back on their feet and give them bread for a lifetime. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. That old, you ever heard that old saying that says, amen, give a man a fish, feed him for a day. Teach a man a fish, feed him for a lifetime. That's the way God works. Hallelujah. He knows how to give exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. Amen. I thank the Lord for His mercy and His grace. I'm looking forward to what God's going to do in this place tonight. Are you expecting? Oh, let's get an expectation. And I believe that God can take us high above our expectations in this service tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Sing with us. Hallelujah.
Trip and fall. Each time he got back up again, I wonder if he thought every step I take is a step of faith. When I can't see what's in front of me, I'll walk on and just believe he my prayer. And when I get there, the miracle promised by my Father is waiting in the water. Every step I take, it is a step of faith. When I can't see what's in front of me, God, and just believe He hears my prayer. And when I get there, the miracle promised by my Father is waiting in the water.
Hallelujah.
I've walked in darkness. Oh, I thank God. Lie.
Lord, we pray.
Just like the blind
Lord,
man, sometimes I've built all alone, like a hope.
Oh, yes. Have you ever been there? But I know.
I know that His word is true, and no matter what I'm going through,
He promised me thank God,
that He would never leave.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know along the way I may stumble and I may fall, but I'll make it to the water, even if I have to crawl.
'Cause every step I take, it is a step of faith. When I can't see what's in front of me, I'll walk on and just believe He hears my prayer.
keep pressing on. Cause every step I take, it is a step of faith. When I can't see what's in front of me, I'll walk on and just believe.
Because he hears. Oh, yes, he hears. Thank God. Oh, hallelujah.
The miracle promised by my Father is waiting in the water. Take. It is a step of faith. When I can't see what's in front of me, I'll walk on and just believe.
Oh, we hear. Thank God. Oh, we
hear. And when I get there, the miracle promised by my Father.
Hallelujah. Oh, can you lift your hands and praise the Lord tonight? Aren't you glad it's waiting in the water tonight? Hallelujah. Oh, thank God, thank God, thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, we magnify your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. Amen. Appreciate the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Thankful for who he is and what he's done. Oh, what a wonderful work he's did in my life. Are you thankful for him tonight? Glory to God. I appreciate him. Appreciate the invitation to be here, and we're so glad we got it worked out. Amen. And it seemed like that everything kind of fell in place, and we're so thankful to be here. And I just felt the burden of the word of the Lord on our heart today. And I want to be able to share with you tonight what God's given me. Amen. He's burdened my heart. I want him to, amen, for me to be able to somehow share that with you. And it'll only be by the power of the Holy Ghost and the grace of God. Amen. So appreciate Brother and Sister Brim. They've been an inspiration to us through the years as they did youth camp up in our area. They were usually in the junior class. I was a little bit older out of that by then, but still had a great time. Amen. Enjoyed them so much and appreciate all the hospitality. Appreciate the basket that was given to us this morning. And appreciate all that's been done, the food already, and what's been given to us. We appreciate that very much. God bless you tonight. Amen. But we want to get into the word of the Lord here. If you turn with me tonight to Genesis chapter 8, I want to read from there. We're going to read from just a few other places. But Genesis chapter 8 first. There are times in life, as you're turning there tonight, that we do find ourselves, as Brother Nathan has already told us tonight, we find ourselves in those ruts. We find ourselves in those places where it's not that we want to stay there. It's not that we want to be there. We find ourselves sometimes in spiritual places where we long for a touch from God and we long for a move in our heart. Amen. But we find that sometimes, even though we try and we reach, amen, we don't feel like that we can get ourselves to the place that we want to be. Amen. I know there's all various types of those things. Sometimes we find ourselves climbing out on the mountaintop, and thank God for that. Amen. But I tell you tonight, the Lord laid something on my heart, and I'd like to just, very simple thought here tonight, but I'd like to share it with you. Amen. Brother Brim's already hit on a This brother over here has already hit on a little bit. Appreciate their testimonies. Amen. I'd like to try to help you tonight, if the Lord would help me. Genesis chapter 8, if you would, let's look here just for a few verses. Begin reading at verse 20. And Noah built an altar unto the Lord and took every clean beast and every clean fowl and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more every living thing as I have done. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest and cold and heat and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease. What we find in this passage of scripture, I'm going to go down to chapter 12, so if you just stay right there. But look what in these verses of scripture with me. We find that when Noah comes off of the ark, the very first thing that he does is he builds an altar. And what is the result of this altar? There's a result in this altar. We find that the next two verses explain the promise that God makes. It was not just a promise. Sometimes we read through these and we find that, and we read through them, we think that God just said these things, but we find, I mean, what he said was a result of a prayer that was prayed and an altar that was built by Noah. Noah built this altar, and when he came off, he gave, amen, the very first thing he did is he builds this altar, and God smells the savor from it. And how many knows that God will honor the altar? Amen. God will honor the altar. Hallelujah. And God makes a, if I could put it this way, amen, oftentimes we know that in life there are two directions a life can take. Amen. They can either choose the road that God has planned, or they can choose the road that the devil has planned. And we find here that because a man, amen, if you will, built an altar, that it altered the course of what could have been. And I want us to understand tonight in the Word of God and in the power that there is in prayer, amen, that there is courses in life tonight that can be altered. Amen. They can be changed. Amen. It will not come through our knowledge, and it will not come through man's wisdom. But God, amen, oh hallelujah, can stick his hand down in the middle of circumstances, and things can forever be changed, amen, because of the power of the altar. Hallelujah. I'd like to preach to you just as simply here tonight. I'd like to preach to you on altered by the altar. Amen. Altered by the altar. Amen. How many knows that you can take something and you can change it into something else? Amen. You can take a home and you can remodel it, and it can just be something falling in. Amen. I did one a couple years ago that the floors were falling through, and we totally changed it, renovated, tore out the interior walls. Amen. The house that it was before when we were done was not the house that it used to be. Amen. It was something totally different. We had changed it. We had changed the rooms in it. We had changed, amen, the walls, the way it's laid out. We had altered the house into something new. Amen. Altering is taking something that is, you know, maybe is a pair of pants and shortening them up, or lengthening them out, or, amen, letting them out a little bit, or whatever it may be. Amen. Whatever you need, amen, they can do it. Amen. They can alter it to fit you. But I want to tell you something. Lives that are altered by the altar, amen, can be forever changed into something that God, amen, longs to use and desires, and he can work in. And I want to try to help us. The Lord will help me just a little bit tonight. Amen. To preach this to you, but look here in chapter 12. I want to look at these verses of scripture first. We find, amen, another man, amen, by the name of Abram in verse 7. And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And there built he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. And he removed from thence unto a mountain on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west and Hai on the east. And there he built an altar unto the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Then in chapter 13 and verse 4, amen, we find this. It says, unto the place of the altar which he had made there at the first, and there Abram called on the name of the Lord. Then Abram in verse 18 removed his tent, and came and dwelt in a place of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord. We find that Abram, even in the midst of not knowing the direction he was going, even, amen, while he was tarrying and waiting on direction from God, still built an altar. Even when God didn't answer after many years and give him specific direction, even when God did not place that divine place or that divine unction for that purpose in his life, or where he was going to soon arrive, Abram still built an altar. Amen. He was not discouraged because God did not answer. He was not discouraged after 25 years. Amen. Because he still did not know the perfect plan of God. All he knew is he was where God told him to go, and he was happy where he was, and he was going to build an altar and worship anyway. Amen. I want to tell you, church, here tonight, amen, the reason sometimes a revival seems so far away is because God has not maybe answered the prayer that we desire, and maybe the things that we're longing to see have not came through yet. But I want to tell you something. Do not forsake your altar. Amen. Do not walk away from that thing. Amen. That's going to ultimately bring direction for your life. Amen. I want to tell you tonight, the altar will bring direction. Amen. But as a church, we must recognize, amen, that if we are going to find anything in life, it is not going to be through the wisdom of the world. It's not going to be through book knowledge, but it will be found, amen, face to face with God. Amen. At an altar of prayer. There is nothing more precious than the altar. Amen. There is nothing more priceless in the church than the altar. altar. Amen. Glory to God. They've already emphasized the need for a great, amen, altar call here tonight. Amen. They already set the stage here tonight. Amen. But I want to tell you something. There is nothing more priceless than the altar. What is the altar? We can go to the Bible and we can find that the altar is a sacrificing place. It is a place to be sacrificed. It's a place to receive the sacrifice. Amen. Glory to God. It's a place to recognize, amen, the sacrifice. It's a place, amen, to lay fully our life down for the service of God. Amen. To give ourselves completely and wholly to Him. Amen. The sacrificing place, a place to commune with God. Amen. But oh, we could turn over and find that familiar passage of Scripture, Romans 12:1, that says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Amen. I want to ask you here tonight, amen, where is your altar? Amen. Do you have a consistent altar? Amen. Is there an altar that you love? Is there an altar that you care about? Amen. The altar of our life is this. Amen. The altar of our life is this. It's Calvary. It's Jesus Christ. Amen. It's the power of God. Amen. Brother Brim, I knelt at an altar, not physically, but within my heart, and gave my life to Him completely. Amen. I bowed it driving down the road in my pickup truck and gave my heart completely to God. He saved me and redeemed me, Sister Belt. Amen. While I was driving down the road. Amen. But I'm here to preach to you just simply tonight. Amen. That if we are going to see revival and we're going to see a stirring in our heart and life, it will come through revival. Amen. Through the altar. Amen. Young men, you will not find, amen, the place in ministry that you desire, and you'll not find the fullness of God that you desire. Amen. Glory to God, just in the hype, if you will, amen, of a revival service. Amen. But I tell you what you do. Amen. You get yourself to an altar of prayer and you call on God, and God will make the difference, and God will bring you through. Oh, I want to tell you, you may be searching for direction tonight, but there is an altar of direction for you. Amen. When you find yourself at an altar, amen, Abraham built it again and again and again and again and again until he took Isaac up that hill that day, and he built another altar still, and God confirmed the promise in his life and made him a man. Amen. That his seed would be as the sands of the sea. He gave him promises at an altar. I want to tell you, church, amen, there is revival in the altar. There is power in the altar. There's anointing in the altar. Amen. There's something that we can find and we will find nowhere else, in the communion with God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. The altar is priceless. The altar represents Christ. Jesus, that blessed Savior. It's just not an altar for the Christian, but it is an altar for the sinner. Amen. If you're not saved tonight, I want to tell you something. You can come to this altar and you can find Jesus there. Amen. You can find Him there. But let me ask you, if you let me come close to you in this service here tonight, I'm going to preach to you what the Lord laid on my heart. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe that all of us here in this service tonight, amen, would agree that we would like to see prayer in the White House. Amen, but can I ask you this question? Is there prayer in your house? Amen, because we cannot expect the world. Amen, we talk about the schools. We talk about the White House. We talk about Congress, how we'd like to see it in the Senate. Amen, but I want to tell you something. Amen, we often so many times, amen, oh, we desire it for everybody else. We desire it for our country. But church, we must desire it, amen, in our own homes. Amen, there must be an altar. Amen, there cannot be a forsaking of the altar, but there must be an altar built that God, amen, can honor. And God can send His power upon. I want to tell you tonight, amen, that we can find altar. Amen, we can find a place where God can move. Amen, oh, amen, if you'll find an altar where there's direction, you can find an altar where there's dedication, and God will bless you and He'll move upon you. But you must find an altar and build it strongly and firmly again. Oh, glory to God. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost tonight. That altar that needs to be built. Oh, our children need to see an altar every day. Hey, amen. There's individuals that want their children to grow up to be good in things. They may be basketball, and so every day they want them to practice. Every day they want them on the field. Every day they want them in that hobby, amen, that they push them into. Amen, at this time, the only way you're going to be good, amen, the only way you're going to be good is if you get out there and shoot, amen, 100 layups and 100 three-pointers and 100 jump shots. Amen, that's the only way you're going to be good. Oh, but church, amen, there's something so much important. Amen, there's something so much more needful. Amen, oh, young couples, amen, have you built an altar? Amen, have you built an altar in your home yet? Amen, is there some place that you and your wife pray and you get your children down there, amen, every day, and you begin to call on God? I want to tell you something. God longs to move us and he longs to keep us, amen, oh, but he can only do it at an altar, amen, oh, when we forsake the altar and we forsake the place that, oh, that we commune and fellowship with God, amen. I want to tell you something. We, amen, will find ourselves going the wrong, amen, direction, but I believe the churches came together tonight because what you want to see is you want to see God, amen, fall in an altar, and you will see God, amen, move at this place. I say God can do it. I say God can do it. If we will say, Lord, amen, the church service is not going to go by until I find me an altar. I'm going to pursue the altar. Oh, you must. Oh. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, Holy Ghost. I could relate to you. All my personal experiences. And some of these could relate their personal experiences as well. And every one of them would tell you, these older folks here tonight, saints of God, would tell you the only way to keep power with God is at an altar. The only way. Oh, hallelujah. Holy Ghost, help us here tonight. Help us, Holy Ghost. Oh, hey, amen. You must build an altar. If we take the altar from the home, we cannot really have an altar at church. And when the altar at home is broken down and the altar at home has been forgotten, then all we have left is that occasional time when somebody pleads with us to find a place to pray and find joy in God. Can I tell you? Amen, young folks, you can find direction for your life if you'll stay dedicated to the altar. Amen, us older folks, there's things that God longs to do. Amen, we know that Abraham, amen, his name was finally changed to. Amen, he found direction at it. Amen, but oh, it finally brought him to the destination, amen, that he was looking for. And I want to tell you tonight that God's got a destination for each of us. Amen, but it will only be found at the altar. Amen, glory to God, it'll only be found, amen, where the glory of God can be found. Amen, if we'll go back to the altar and seek God again and reach for God again. Amen. You may have been praying and thank God for it, but I felt like admonishing somebody here tonight. Amen. You're looking for power. You've been stuck in a ditch. Amen. You're looking for a higher place to go to. It's the longing of your heart. Amen. You're longing for revival. Have you sought God at an altar of prayer? I can't give it to you. Amen, bro. Amen. We can't just have it in a series of meetings, but we can have revival at an altar when the glory of God is entreated to come down. Oh Lord, would you fall on us at an altar? Oh Lord, would you bestow upon us in this place? I want to tell you something. God will move for us and we'll see the glory of heaven come down if we will fall at an altar and let the glory sweep over us. I could tell you stories, and I'm not going to here tonight. I could tell you stories about individuals that I know, hallelujah, that did not keep an altar. They started off so zealously, started off on fire, started off seeking God. Some of them came out of Bible school on fire. And the only explanation I can give you today why they are where they are is because they left the altar. They left the altar. How many of us here tonight? Let me talk to you. Amen. Ignore my voice. It's all right. I start off every revival like this. Seems like it. I did the last one, Brother Snows, and it got better through the week. Amen. You just have to pray for me. I'm still going to bare my heart to you. Squeak or squawk, it'll get out somehow. Hallelujah. But I want to tell you something. I've seen young people pray under the influence of the Holy Ghost. And Brother Brim, they have made commitments to God I've seen young marrieds make commitments to God at the altar. Amen. I've seen adults make commitments at the altar, and just a few weeks down the road, the commitment has been stole away. Amen. They say, well, I don't really feel it like I once did. Amen. I felt like the Lord dealing with me today. Amen. There's some old commitments in this place that God would long to revive. Amen. In your heart. But commitments are made at the altar, and they're kept at the altar. And the reason we've walked away from them, and the reason they're no longer strong, and the reason we no longer feel the call, what God placed upon our heart, it's not because God has changed his mind. It's not because God has chosen something different. It's because we are looking a different direction, and we have no altar at home, and we've not called on God. But I say this, I mean, old commitments will be revived tonight if somebody comes to the altar and bows before the Lord, and the Holy Ghost begins to move. Oh, you can commit your life to the Lord under the influence of the Holy Ghost. But let the devil speak in your ear a few times, and those commitments will seem so old. And they'll seem, oh, I don't know why I committed to that. You know why that you feel that way? You go back to an altar and you seek God again. And I tell you what, you'll feel the commitment all over again. If God's called you, he'll call you again. If God sent you, he'll send you again at the altar. Oh, glory to God. In church to have revival. The revival cannot be found without an altar. It cannot be found without an altar. Amen. We've got to have an altar where we can find God. Amen. I want to tell you something. There are altars. Amen. We have to have an altar of fellowship. We've got to have an altar of fellowship with God. Amen. We come into the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. We come into the place where we can meet with God. We come into this place where we can fall on our face before him. We could go back to Bethel, as it said. Amen. The house of God. Amen. A place where God could be found. A place where God, you could talk to God and God could talk to you. A place where you could be molded by him. You could be molded in your heart. You could be molded in your mind. Amen. You could be molded in your motives, and God could do a work in you because it was at an altar of fellowship. Amen. When you look God square in the eyes and you feel his presence and feel his touch, I want to tell you something, those commitments, those consecrations to God, even those dedications of soul, those commitments to the ministry, those commitments to be faithful, even to the house of the Lord, you know what happens to them? Even there's something that stirs down deep inside, and you can't help but keep your commitment to God because you have seen him at an altar of fellowship. And when we get there, church, let me tell you, even God will revive us again. Oh, I wish I could preach to you here tonight. Help me, Holy Ghost. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Do you have an altar? I'm not here to beat you by no means, because you're looking at a guy who felt calls upon his life and did not answer because I didn't stay close to the altar. Let me talk to you honestly here tonight. You're looking at a young man that went through youth camp after youth camp and felt a stirring in my soul, Brother Nathan. I felt it. I felt God wanting to move upon me. I felt God wanting to do things with me. Amen. I'd go down to the altar, as some seems like youth camp often is, and praise God that some get saved every year. Amen. Praise God that they come back and do it and seek God again. Amen. But you know why that they don't stay saved? Amen. Because they did exactly what I did. Amen. I felt the power of God. I laid things down and committed them to God and said, never again. Never again. Amen. Oh, 4 and 6 weeks later, amen, those things were picked back up. You know why? Because I never built an altar. Amen. Glory to God. I never built an altar. Oh, yes, raised in the house of the Lord. Amen. All my life. But I want to tell you something. I feel like preaching to somebody here tonight. You may be struggling, and you may be facing the devil, and he may be tearing you down, but you can make it, and you can come out on top with joy, and you can come out on top with power, because God will honor you if you'll go back to an altar and say, God, I'm back to get power. I'm back to seek your will. I'm back to get into commitment. Lord, I want you in my life. Oh, glory to God. Help me, Holy Ghost. Oh, glory to God. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. The power that's in the altar. Has it been forsaken? forsaken? Is it desolate? When Elijah went up that mountain that day, he found an altar that was in disrepair. He found an altar that was broken down. He found stones that were scattered about. Hey man, I just like to challenge you. I'm here tonight. Hey man, oh, what's your altar look like? Hey man, what's your altar look like? Amen. Is the stone scattered about? Does your children know what the altar looks like? Amen. Does your children know? Oh, I want to tell you something. We can't look back at yesterday. Amen. We can't look back at what should have been. Amen. I want to tell you what we can go on tomorrow and we can make a difference. Hallelujah. Amen. There's things I did not recognize. There's things that I didn't do faithfully. Amen. Until God dealt with me. Amen. Glory to God and showed me what I should be doing. Amen. I'm here to tell you tonight. Amen. The Lord. Amen. The Lord dealt with my heart today. Amen. There's old commitments. Amen. There's old commitments have been lost. There's altars that are in disrepair. Oh, it's not to bring you low, but it's here to remind you. Go home. Go home and build an altar. Get the stones back together and say, children, we may not did this before, but we're going to do it tonight. I'm going to show you what the altar looks like. I'm going to show you how to find Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Husband and wife, you may be doing some battles. I just want to tell you, you can't find it anywhere else but at an altar. You cannot, you may not be able to find the help you need, but you can at an altar. Young person, you may be struggling with your calling tonight, but that calling can be established at an altar. The devil may be fighting you and telling you you can't overcome your home life. You build an altar in the bed. Oh, I believe that Elijah built an altar and repaired it in the middle of the worst environment. Men who were serving other gods. 450, amen, of those gathered around an altar. Oh, help me, Lord. But look, he repaired the altar. He built it. Amen. So often I've looked at that wood that he put back on there. Amen. I looked at that wood. Amen. As the prayers of the saints. Amen. You put that wood back on the altar and put your prayers there. And then the water he poured on so many times, I thought, Lord, is that our tears we've cried? And we let them soak the altar. I want to tell you something. If we'll pray and we'll call on God and we'll let this altar change our life forever, amen, there's something God will do. Amen. I want to tell you, it's an altar where the power of God will fall. It's an altar where we can experience a move of the power of the Holy Ghost. It's an altar where the glory of God will move in. It's an altar where souls can be saved. It's an altar where your family can be turned around. It's an altar, young folks, where you can feel the definite will of God. It's an altar where the glory people can be filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's an altar where the lame can be healed. It's an altar where you can find the blessing of God. It's an altar of power. Oh, help me, Lord. It's an altar of power. Do we have power with God? Yes, we do. At the altar. Do we have power with God when we forsake the altar? Can we see souls saved, as Brother Brim's already mentioned tonight, when our only time we intercede for the lost is with a raised hand? Is the only time. Help me. I hope you understand it. Take me right here. My full intention is for you to hear me. Amen. I love to see God move. I can only preach to you from my personal experiences. Amen. But I want to tell you something. When the altar is broken, and the altar's in shambles. Now, I want to tell you something. I will clarify right here. There are some who have prayed and kept an altar. And they've suffered trials and tests and battles from the devil. And you will. But I want to tell you something. They always come out on the other side. They always come out on the other side. We can't afford for more casualties. We can't afford for more to fall along the way. We can't afford for more young couples among us to go a different direction. Amen. But I say, keep your altar. Amen. Keep your altar. We need more young men to take up the call. Amen. We need more young ladies. Amen. Glory to God to feel a burden for their church. Amen. We need more older adults and young marriages to get such a passion and for prayer and to call on God. I want to tell you something, though. Real revival has not been experienced through machinery. Amen. It's not been experienced through the things of the world. It's not been experienced through reading the next book. Oh, thank God for some of the books we got to read. Amen. I'm here to tell you tonight, real revival has always been experienced, amen, through the altar. Do you want revival for your family? Amen. Do you really want revival for your family? I say build an altar, because I know that your life can be forever changed. It can be altered at the altar, and things will be different. Amen. You can win, and you can fight the devil, because you've got power. It's an altar of power, church. It's an altar of power. Amen. You can believe God to start a fire, even when you don't have a match. Amen. Glory to God. Altar where faith is built. It's an altar where you can feel the touch of glory. It's an altar where you can believe God. Amen. To lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. It's an altar where you can pray for those. Amen. They're lost without God and they will be convicted. There's power. There's power in the altar. Oh God. There's power in the altar. Do you remember the time that your life was changed at an altar? Do you remember the time that God turned everything around? Do you remember when everything was made brand new? Do you remember that what you felt in your soul? Is there anybody here? And there may not be, but I don't believe I'm preaching in vain. I know this may be simple preaching. But I felt like preaching to somebody. You know why you don't feel what you felt? Build an altar. Build an altar. You know why you've been longing for the Holy Ghost to move? We all want that, don't we? But let me ask you something. We all want revival. But are we willing to pay a price to see revival come to us? Are we willing to take a simple, small amount of time even, but in sincerity for God, every day, and say, this is our altar. Children, this is our altar. We wish that the White House had it. And we wish that the schools had it. Why don't some of us have it? Oh, Lord, why don't some of us build an altar and let the children know that this is just not something we bow at church, but it's something we bow at because we long for God to move. Young men, you're not too young to build an altar. You're not too young to build an altar. You can build an altar and stay faithful to it every day, and God will do mighty things with you. A generation that will build an altar. Oh, glory to God. I'm going to close here in just a second. Amen. You sure don't want my voice to start feeling better, because it will after a while. Amen. Because I'll just have to keep preaching then. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you just pray that it stays bad right now. So I'll go ahead and close. Amen. But I want to tell you something. Amen. That God. Amen. God longs for revival. Amen. Every young couple in this place, God longs for revival in your home. Amen. He longs for revival to stay in your home. Amen. Think about those commitments that you made. Amen. I've seen young men make commitments in the call to preach. Amen. God, I'll do it. I'll go wherever you send me. Amen. But oh, the devil steals it away. Amen. Because they don't go meet him face to face again and get the calling, amen, reassured in their heart. I want to tell you, stay at an altar and we will see revival. Amen. You stay at an altar and we will see young folks come up believing God again, believing in the power of prayer, believing in the power of God to move, believing in the power of God for revival. But we must have an altar. Oh, I want my children to pray. I want them to know the necessity of prayer. Because there's not a one of us tonight. And as I already said, I know I've been there. I've failed. I've not did what I should. And I can tell you for a matter of fact, and you know that that's the reason that every time you meet God at an altar, all those things the devil casts doubt in your mind about. You may be sitting here tonight with doubt in your mind. You may even doubt what you believe. But I'm here to tell you, go to an altar. And God will tell you that the principles of wholeness, the word of God, his righteousness and his truth are still right. Oh, hey man, church, can I just be real honest? Hey man, there's been times in my life as a young married individual. Amen, we hadn't been married long. Amen, we hadn't had our first child. Amen, and I tell you what, the devil battled us. Even after we had our first one, the devil battled us, trying to put things in our mind, trying to tell us different things. Amen. Amen. I'm just trying to be honest with you here tonight. I feel like preaching to somebody just for a moment. I'm going to close. Amen. I'm going to tell you, there's doubt that's brought to my mind about the way that I was living. Amen. There was times I'd go to places and hear things, and I'd go away so confused, Sister Brim. Amen. Wondering, is that really right? Is that really true? Is the way I've been, you know, on and on and on. You know how the devil works here tonight. You know it. Amen. He put those things in your mind. Amen. I want to tell you something, what I did. Amen. I found me a place to pray. I began to call on God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He got a hold of my heart. You know what he did? All those things that I knew was right and all the things the devil had made me question. Amen. He came down and met me and reassured me and showed me again. Amen. That what I was holding on to was the truth. Oh, glory to God. You know why people walk away from the truth? It's because they walk away from the altar. But I say, keep an altar. Amen. Keep an altar. And God will bless you. And God will show you. And God will direct you. But it must be kept at an altar. Sister Carrie, get ready to come. Go ahead and come. You're here tonight because I felt and struggled today with preaching this to you in my soul. Lord, first night of revival. Lord Jesus. But I want to tell you something. We can't have revival without an altar. That's how God dealt with me today. We can't have revival without an altar. We can come and attend every service. We can come. Amen. Amen, the preacher. Amen. But I tell you what, if you don't have an altar, revival, it's only going to be a memory. The preacher will only be a memory, and that's the way, that's fine. But I tell you what, when revival's over, I want you to know that you've gained an altar from it. I want somebody to gain an altar. Would everybody here tonight agree with me that an altar is important? Oh, battle of the mind that you're facing. The battle of the mind that you're facing cannot be resolved through the counsel of even friends in the church. But that battle that you're facing can only be resolved at an altar. I feel the Holy Ghost here, church, tonight. I feel him. That struggle within you that has warred against everything that you believed. Struggle with it. And I'm not here to condemn you for it. I just want to tell you it's a battle every Christian will face. But they're only one at an altar. You will face those times when the devil tries your faith and tells you you can't go on and you're not going to make it. But you can. God knows right where you are tonight. And I'm not here to condemn you. But I'm here to plead with you. I love you. But the reason you feel the way you do tonight is because there's no altar in your home. And the reason you struggle the way you do is because You've forsaken the thing that was most needful. The God wants to make a difference. And he pleads with us, build an altar. Build an altar. How can God meet with us and direct our paths without an altar? How can revival come to our soul except we build an altar? How can God do greater things with us except we build an altar? Holy Ghost, I feel him here tonight, church. And I know this may not be high, but I do know this, that God is here tonight to get somebody to establish some footwork and a foundation for revival for their family. God wants you to build an altar. God wants you to go back and fix it again. Oh, you may be praying honestly and calling on God. And for those who are here tonight, and it may be the most here tonight, keep on praying, because your answer is going to come. Keep on praying, because help's going to come through. But if you're here tonight, and I feel the Holy Ghost in this place, what you need to do is build an altar. Are you seeking for God for something for your family? Are you longing but haven't put it into action yet? Let us build an altar. We can go back to these altars. Church, there is power in prayer. There's power in prayer. Oh, I'm not going to try to drag this out long, but I feel the Lord here tonight. I feel him here tonight, and I feel like urging somebody. Amen. You don't have to make an open show to me tonight. You don't have to tell me that you need to build an altar. I believe the Holy Ghost here tonight has put his finger on your heart. Amen. He has shown you. Amen. He's confirmed it within you. Amen. How many here tonight have old commitments that need to be revived again? Amen. They've been lost. Amen. In the running to and fro of the world, and all the things we try to do, and all the things we have to do. Amen. They've been lost in the things we're trying to do for our families. But I tell you what, if you, amen, encompass everything in this world and lose the altar out of your home, and lose your altar in your life, and lose the altar you got at church, and lose the fellowship with God, what do we have? Can we stand to our feet tonight? Do you need direction? Don't seek it from somebody. Find it at an altar. Do you need to rededicate to the altar tonight? You can have revival if you will repair those altars that you once frequented, that you once called on God at. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Help us in this place. Lord, it's all in you. It's all by you and through you. Lord, move upon us in this place tonight. Move upon us in this place tonight. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Amen. Can we just raise our hands toward heaven right here and ask the Lord to do a work and move in our heart before we come to this altar? Lord, you know. Lord, I've tried to preach my heart. Lord, oh God. You know how important it is. These altars, what a priceless place we have. What a wonderful gift that we have. Oh, God, this furniture in the church house, God, that we can bow at. Oh, but the altar of the heart. Amen. A place at home that we can bring our children to. Amen. Show them day by day the goodness of God. And show them the most important part is talking to you day by day. Day by day. Oh, Lord. Can we come to this altar? Can we come to this altar? Let it be in this revival the most important part of your life. Let it be the most important part of the service. Let it be the most precious thing that you can fall at. When you bow your heart before God, when you touch heaven again, when the glory comes back to your soul, when joy returns and when peace is found all over again. You may be struggling tonight, but I want to tell you, at an altar, you can find victory and you can find the peace that you need.